Claire, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
So, Claire, what was World Vision's role in responding to the initial aftermath of the Boxing Day tsunami?
Yes, well, World Vision globally responded, but also particularly because Australia is such a near neighbour to the 14 countries that were affected. We had a very significant role to play in assisting with, you know, immediate emergency response, food, water, sanitation kits, things like cooking fuel, cooking utensils, clothing and mosquito nets. All of those things were just lost for some of the poorest people in the world. And so we spent time bringing airlifting supplies like that into the country. But then over time, after the immediate response, we did a lot of work rebuilding houses, rebuilding schools, health clinics, childcare centres and the like. Very important for communities to be able to rebuild and get going again.
Kind of continuing on that path, what was the response of World Vision Australia's supporters following the tsunami?
It was one of the most generous moments we've ever seen in our 50-year history, actually. The reality is that almost everybody has a personal story and a connection with this terrible tragedy. I had dear friends of mine, they left the day before the tsunami happened. They'd had a holiday in Thailand, I think, and they left the day before. And so for each of us, we have a personal story of a connection, either where people have experienced terrible loss in losing family and friends, but also just this sense of helplessness in the response of the incredible force of nature. And that in the face of that, humanity is powerless. And so it was and continues to be one of the most generous outpourings of Australian support.
The tsunami affected a massive number of people across Southeast Asia. How did World Vision, well, along with other aid organisations, coordinate a response to a disaster of this massive scale?
Yes. What happens in any crisis is that the aid agencies get on the ground and often work together and divide up the work so that we can create the best outcomes for the communities. That also happens across the World Vision Partnership as well with our other international fundraising offices. Generally, the agencies work in the areas that they're most already established in, if that makes sense. So in the regional areas where World Vision has a strong presence, and in the case of Monday Aceh, we had a very large presence working there in development work before the emergency happened. And so leveraging those local and community relationships to help rebuild, it tends to fall along the lines of the work that's already in place in the countries. And so that allows us to get the best result for those communities in that crisis.
If you just joined us on The Daily this morning, we're speaking with World Vision CEO Claire Rogers about the 2004 Boxing Day tsunami on the 14th anniversary today of this disaster. So Claire, in the years since the tsunami, World Vision has continued the presence in the region. How are affected communities faring now?
Well, as your listeners will know, Indonesia's been hit by three, difficult events in the last 4 months. It started with the earthquake in Lombok, and then tsunamis, and most recently, just before Christmas, in the Sunda Strait. Indonesia is one of the most vulnerable countries in the world for climate emergencies. And so we are actually on the ground at the moment responding to the crisis in the Sunda Strait, and we had a very significant role to play in the Sulawesi tsunami in the recent months as well. This is a country, some of these regional areas are remain still the poorest areas in the Indonesian country. And so we continue to have a really important role in supporting these people as they rebuild their lives.
How did the Boxing Day tsunami response shape the way your organisation responded to the current events that are happening in Indonesia?
Yes, we learnt a lot through the Boxing Day tsunami. It was and continues to be the largest emergency response as an organisation we have ever had to deal with. And just to give you some sense of that scale, there was the force, this tsunami, the force was, I think, the equivalent of 23 Hiroshima bombs being dropped. So you get a sense of the scale of this relative to the end of the Second World War crisis in Japan. So what we have really invested in since that time, because children are the most vulnerable in a tsunami or an earthquake, we have adapted a lot of our programming for children, life skills programming, to teach them to respond and how to respond in a natural disaster, and how, what to take, and, you know, the decisions about fleeing to safety, and equipping communities, and particularly children, to be ready to respond. The other thing that's emerging or has been very apparent over recent natural disasters is that the networks and communities that aid organisations have, including World Vision, in environments where there aren't early warning systems, there aren't the technology that we take for granted, tools available. And so letting communities know can actually come via aid agencies. And so we've been working with the Australian government on this initiative of aid agencies themselves becoming warning systems for remote communities. And we're quite excited about this as a new approach to responding preparing people. Mm.
Yeah, that does sound really fantastic work you're doing. Thank you so much for all the work World Vision is doing to help this very vulnerable region. That's all the time we've got for Claire. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Great. Thanks, Nathaniel. Pleasure.